Near Ukraine's eastern border, pro-Russian separatists barricade a bridge. While just 60 kilometers south, Russian supporters storm another government building. Overhead, choppers carrying Ukrainian special forces keep watch, wary that any action could tip the conflict into a dangerous new phase. The threat of civil war in Ukraine is enough to give investors heartburn. Fidel Helmer is a market strategist for Hauck and Aufheiser Bank.
Believing is not the same as knowing, but I'm afraid the situation is going to get worse and that we will have to put up with very cautious markets for the next couple of weeks at least.
Tensions in Ukraine have overshadowed generally positive earnings reports, creating volatility in global markets from Asia to the United States. But amid the geopolitical uncertainty, strategist Stephen Wood at Russell Investments says financial markets have shown remarkable restraint.
Given all the information that's been priced in, the earnings cycle, the revenue cycle, what's happening in the Ukraine, emerging markets, potential issues, you know, coming out of Washington. So given all that volatility, you know, the markets are flat-ish year to date, which speaks to me to being a little bit more resilient than, you know, the headlines might insinuate.
With Ukraine's economy near collapse, the United States Monday announced a $1 billion loan guarantee for Ukraine, adding to an International Monetary Fund rescue package worth up to $27 billion, says Treasury Secretary Jack Lew.
With this loan guarantee agreement, the Ukrainian government is empowered to take steps to gain access to low-cost financing from international capital markets and help to ease Ukraine's economic transition.
Meanwhile, Europe is still in talks aimed at further isolating Russia. With the ruble already at its lowest level in nearly 5 years, economist Lilith Gevorgyan at IHS Global Insight says Moscow should take heed.
I have to say that perhaps in the short term they can take more hits, but in the medium to long term, Russia is going to suffer from this confrontation.
But in this confrontation, analysts say any actions that significantly hurt Russia's economy are bound to hurt its trading partners, including Europe. Russia currently supplies 30% of Europe's natural gas, much of it piped in through Ukraine. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.